So I have the one that's been the discussion a couple of different times, as a discussion topic down here, which once the executive session is concluded, trustee will make a motion to come out of executive session. I found some stuff online, a lot of it's silent. I found a couple of articles online that said that this is how it should be. I know you have said that you'd had something at the school board or something that says you didn't need to do that. I just want to discuss that and get on the same page with that.
I like motion and a second and a roll call to come out. We need to go in. I don't know why we wouldn't need to go out, but.
So the reason it makes no sense to me is because you've already come out of the session, right? Now we're doing a motion and a second to come out with no vote.
So how do you come out of the session? How do we know you stopped the executive session? What says that?
When you return to regular session, you give a time.
So you're just saying we're returning to the regular
session? You're coming out of executive session at whatever time. So to take another vote on that, what if two people say no, then you're back in executive session?
Well, and that's kind of what happened. Let's just say that you're discussing something and you're just fed up with the discussion. You just don't want to discuss it anymore. So you say, I move to come out of executive session. Or you just say we're out of executive session?
No, we're already making a motion and a second in executive session. Now we're voting on it.
No, I'm saying when you said before we don't need to make a motion to come out of executive session. So we made a motion to go into executive session. Now you're in executive session, right? And then, so what's the procedure under the other way to come out of the executive session? I mean, just to come straight out. I mean, how do you know you're done?
Well, last time we did both, right? So if we're going to make a motion and a second in the executive session, you have to have agreement during that session to end it.
That's exactly, I think, why this is in there. It's the agreement to end it. Why a motion and a second and a vote.
But you can only do this once you're out of executive session. You cannot vote in executive session.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And you can do parliamentary rules in executive session. You cannot pass legislation in an executive session.
So this says once an executive session has concluded.
Okay, so you need.
So we're done with the discussion. We're not. It doesn't mean that we're finished and out of executive. It just means the discussion has concluded.
So it should say when the executive session topic has concluded.
Discussion.
When the executive session discussion has concluded.
Yep. Trustee will make a motion to come out of executive session. Motion will be second, followed by a roll call vote.
Yeah, I like the, I don't want just somebody to, I mean, I feel like all of us then know. We're out of executive session, done. We're back to
regular meeting, and then you have to make your
the regular meeting.
Do we need to call roll to go back into regular session? And then adjourn or what?
Well,
no.
Technically you wouldn't need to call a roll call vote because you have, with there only being two of you, the motion and the second would then end it. Because that's two in agreement.
No, he's saying now we've done a roll call to come out. Do we need to have another roll call to go back into regular session?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
that was
just,
your question, right, Don?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Just a motion into adjourn.
Yes.
From regular session.
From regular session.
And again, is that just a motion and a second?
We've always done it.
What, to adjourn?
Yes.
A motion and a second.
That's all you need?
That's.
And a vote.
You need the vote.
I think what we normally do here, we always do vote.
So can we add to the, so we're going to add the word discussion, right? Mm-hmm. Once an executive session discussion is concluded. Can we add that should be recorded in the minutes somewhere put at the time out of executive session?
I do that.
But I mean, we're in the policy, we want it in there.
Yeah, too. No, yeah, I do that, is all I'm saying. Yes. I wasn't implying that, I just kind of was saying I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're motion and a second to go into executive session, followed by a roll call, and a motion and a second to go out of executive session, also with a roll call, or no roll call to go out.
No, roll call to go out.
Okay.
And include on here the, where it says the motion, executive session should be recorded in the minutes, include the time of, I've got to change the wording of, include the time that that happens.
I usually write the time of go in, time of come out, and the time of adjourn.
I called the time wrong last time. It's like it's 9:52. Oh, wait, it's 8:52.
So maybe I should add where it says.
Don't let Beth talk to him.
Including the time of entering and exiting. I'll figure out how to put that on there
so
it works well.
Okay, we can move on to confidentiality.
Yep.
Okay, so I have a comment on this. I don't care if it's in here or not. I'm fine with the wording, but it may not be legal because it's not illegal to discuss those topics outside of executive session. It's a gentleman's agreement. So I don't know that we can say things like anybody who breaks the policy will be subject to just a discipline, and they will be censured by the board, and the county prosecutor will be notified. I don't know that we can define consequences, maybe.
So I think I've done a little bit, I kind of laughed when you said I have some comments, because I had a lot of comments and issues with this whole thing, as far as researching it. It looks like you can hold an employee accountable to those standards because they're your employee under your direction at that point in time. So if they don't, if they discuss something outside of that, they could be held to progressive discipline for insubordination or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't find anything that says the elected official can be censured and forwarded to the county prosecutor. Didn't find anything that backs that up, but I found that in a couple of these policies. So, I don't know if it's enforceable or not. I found a lot of things that said, like you just said a minute ago, executive session is the kind of gentleman's agreement, not those exact words, but that's it.
So what about, if you're in executive session and you're talking about legal contracts or legal agreements like you did the agreement?
Yeah.
And you discussed a lot of things in there that we will or we won't do, and you said things and that. Then if one of you take that out, that gets to the other side. There's legal ramifications of that. So what?
The only things I could really find in something like that was, obviously there's a lot of reasons for going into executive session, and some of those other ones that never pertain to us are like, kind of lacking a word, like security measures, like national security measures, or that sort of thing. Obviously, those are subject to a different set of rules than talking about an agreement with the city of Beaver Heights. You're also bound because there may be a section of the executive session that discloses some HIPAA issues with an employee. You know, you're doing employee discipline, they bring up a medical record, that's now protected because of HIPAA, not necessarily because of the executive session, but because of HIPAA.
Right.
So it's kind of weird because, I think the staple that we've all thought executive sessions was they're totally secret. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily the case.
Well, that's crazy.
I agree. And that's what Julie said. Legally, there's been some case law that people discuss things outside of executive session and basically, nothing happens. They said, it's their right as a person, even though
they were. I don't see how that could be.
I don't even, what's the point in an executive session?
Exactly.
The point in an executive session, reading through this case law, is so that there's open discussion, quote unquote, off the record.
Yeah, but if somebody then takes it outside, it's on the record, all of it. And so it doesn't kind of make sense to me. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with
I'm just talking the legal side of it. I mean, if you leave, and we talked about this Huber Heights thing, and Don goes down and says, you know, hey, I just
want to... Don't say Don, because I won't.
Don goes down and starts talking to the city of Huber Heights. I didn't say Don Black. I said Don.
Oh, okay.
It could be another Don.
Don Jenkins
goes down and starts talking to the city of Huber Heights about it.
It destroys everything.
Well, I mean, it's one time. It's, they have to decide whether Don's talking about what happened and that is credible or not, because there's no public record to back it up. I mean, that's kind of what these cases have said.
And at that point, as a trustee, or, I mean, if it was a trustee, are you doing what's best for the township when you turn around and then go? So, for me, that's...
I don't think anybody's debating all of these things. It's what's...
My point
was, can we legally say this because it is a gentleman's agreement, more or less? So you can't... Going to the county prosecutor...
It does not.
But we could have it in our code and say that we would like to recognize, we would like to discipline employee A, hey, don't do that again. If you do, in our, per our rules and regulations, we have grounds to...
For an employee, yes.
For an employee. And for a public official, if one of us did it, and I'm not saying that we would, but I think that there should be some accountability. Hey,
right.
We can't make our case as strong because Trustee X shared this information with Huber Heights.
So you have to do that in executive session then?
Why? Then it's public knowledge once they've spilled the beans, right? Or you don't even have to say what the information is.
It's disciplining somebody.
I don't think...
Although trustees may not be
included. I don't think they're included. They're not. So that would have to be in the public. We've talked about that before, too. That
right.
That's in the public thing. You can't...
Right.
I mean, you can't go into executive session and say, Don, whatever his name was, you did this wrong. And no, that's it's not. It's only an employee.
Yeah.
And you can always have more in your policy, not less than what the law states.
Right.
So you can make it as...
You can make it policy-wise, but I don't know if there's going to be any legal thing backing it up.
Well, I mean, it doesn't
except
say there's any legal.
Employee, right?
It just
says they'll be censured and...
Censured by the
county prosecutor will be notified.
Well, you know...
And I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Well...
What does censured by the board mean?
I don't know. Or nothing. What does it say? Sorry, don't do that again. I mean, that's all it is.
But the two conferences I just went to, both had ethics sessions, and both said that if a trustee is doing things that is not in the best interest of the board or the township or the village or whatever, you need to contact your county prosecutor every time. And
oh, really?
So they're apprised and aware, and they can tell you, you're barking up the wrong tree, there's nothing there, or, okay, well, noted.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's an opinion on that, and I'm going to send it to you. They said that numerous times. It was a big ethics was a big thing in both these conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that. I was surprised by that because it was a lot of times. Well, I don't say it,
I'm surprised too.
We have to go to our county prosecutor. Right now, we've gone there for numerous things and weighed. So. That's their normal answer to everything. You have to go to your county prosecutor.
Oh, okay.
That is their normal answer, but they
that's
said
their disclaimer
that,
to
yeah,
everyone.
But they said for the reason of so that if there's an issue or an opinion that they know of, they'll let us know, and then we come back and say, hey, shouldn't have done that. It's
right.
Not something you should do. Otherwise, it's like, well, all right, whatever. It's not a big deal, I guess, but you should always.
So here's the Sunshine Law Manual.
Okay.
Wording. Discussions in executive session are not automatically confidential, but other confidentiality rules may apply. That's where you got the HIPAAs and your other things. Public records considered in the executive session may be accessible through the Public Records Act.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have documents in your...
You know, if you take notes, it could be public records.
Oh, interesting.
If we tape the executive session... It's a public record.
I never did.
And people, what?
I never did.
No.
So that's what the sun, that's what Sunshine Law Manual says. I mean, it's somewhat vague, but.
So some of that is if it's shared, and I think if you provide a document and take it back, it's not subject to public record.
If it's considered. If you provide a document, that document's considered as part of that, then it'd be subject to public record.
It's real simple, don't do it.
And it surprised me, but if you take.
I mean, like if I gave you a sample agreement of the Huber Heights agreement.
Right.
If I handed it all out to you guys and said, here's the sample of what this is going to look like, and you guys went, okay, that, you know, we make comments on it, we make adjustments, and I say, and take it all back, that's still a public record because that was used for considering in an executive session. If I never share that with you, and that document is not used in any consideration, then it's not a public record. It's my document, not a public record.
Right. Interesting.
That's the way I interpret it.
So are we keeping this last statement in? It's the last statement that we all have questions with, or we have questions with the whole thing?
Well, so the employee part, so you're saying that is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And do we need to state that in the meeting, that it's confidential? Like,
probably should.
I like all of it.
So I guess it's just the last statement then. I don't think it's legal.
Even if it ain't legal, I like it.
But it can be our policy. It doesn't say that there's anything you can do. It doesn't say what the censure is. I think that if we share something that was mentioned in executive session, that's.
I don't tell nobody. My wife, my kids, nobody. Any meeting I'm in is in executive session. That's for my ears and my ears only.
Agreed. All right, then let's just leave it in. That's fine. I mean, if none of us are telling anybody, and that's what we want it to be, is nobody says anything to anybody else, then A, it shouldn't be an issue for us, but we've set it for future boards as well.
Is Andy typing this or you?
Yes.
I like everything justified. You know what I mean? Where the sides are straight. I'm going to tell
anyone. Is that going to be in the board policy? I guess so.
Hey, Andy.
Every time I try and go back, there's
Andy.
Someone in there.
Yes, sir.
I like all of this. You know what I mean when I say justified on the computer where the margins are the straight on both sides?
Yes, sir.
I would really like that. That would put me over the top on pleasure with this document.
Okay.
I like it centered.
Oh, you do not.
I do it in cursive.
I noticed there's some formatting issues because I've added things and I got to go back and fix formatting. So I'll make it.
If my secretary hands me one that's not justified, I rip it in half and say, start over.
She drop kick you to the curb.
But after 19 years, she don't hand me nothing.
Chicken. I'd hand you one like that every time and then have the other one ready, too. All right. The last part of this.
Okay.
And this is you guys. You guys just tell me what to write. This is meeting minutes.
Okay.
The green. Okay, the following is the procedure.
So I was a little confused by it because it has regular meeting, and then it switches to the same workshop, and then it goes back to aforementioned regular meeting. So I thought we had this down last time, that we had a process we were going to do.
You're talking the stuff in the green?
Yes. The first one says regular meeting.
Yeah, well, and this is the one where after we talked about it too, I wanted Debbie to be a part of this conversation because I want to make sure that everybody can meet what they need to meet. So I didn't change this. I just want to know what I'm going to change to.
So in other words, if I'm just like reviewing me and the minutes from this meeting, there's no way that Debbie can get them to us this 7 weeks because it is 7 days. So,
well, we said we were going to do the next.
I'm just
set to the next.
Yeah, no, I'm just reading through the way it sounds now, just so we're all on the same page for the calendar. So today is the 18th. The next meeting, she could get it to us before the next workshop, realistically, because that there's no way that you're getting these out today. Okay, so with this, the next this meeting minutes comes to us prior to the next workshop, essentially. And then we have to return them to her within 5 days afterwards. So that would give you 2 more days before the regular meeting, correct? And then you're going to make the changes and forward a second draft copy at least 24 meetings prior to that same workshop. I don't know, actually. No. Then we're like, we're already a month out. If that's how it, that's, yeah. So 7 days is a week, and then 5 days, we have another 5 days, so that's an, and then 24 hours for the next one. You've got a 3 week time frame.
No, it's not another 5 days. It's 2 days.
I had to go
too. Between the first two bullets, it's 2 days.
Within 5 days of that same regular meeting. So I got 5 days after that. I have till Sunday after that. If you said she got them to us on Tuesday, the regular meeting, we would have 5 days to look at that till Sunday. And then once we get her changes back to her.
That's not what the second sentence says.
Oh, okay.
What
does it say to you?
So it says for review at least 7 days prior. The next sentence says, within 5 days of the same meeting. So that's a 2-day window to review. I think last time we extended that.
See, I mean, this is the hard time. It's trying to get time for preparation, time for review, time for review of the changes, if there are any, and then time to get those review of those changes changed again. And then on an agenda. One of the things that, I don't know, we had a discussion about this and trying to come up with what's the best way to get this done in a timely manner. That the minutes go out, everybody does their comments, returns them to her, she puts them all like she's been doing in the different colors, you know, like this is Beth's comment, this is Julie's comment, this is Don's comment. They get put into the meeting, to those minutes. She sends them back out, and that's the, you know, there's, it's either kind of yes or no at that point in time. Everybody's added their comments. They're in there. The only thing you're really doing at that point in time is checking to see if the comments you sent are in there. Because you've already done it. This is your second bite at the apple already. And then they just get scheduled for an agenda. I mean, that was one of the things that we talked about.
What do you mean second bite already?
So you already looked at it once, made comments. Now you're just checking to see if they're, what your comments were is in there. So that's your second bite at making sure that they're what you said the first time. And then they get scheduled for an agenda. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to streamline it and get everybody's thing. Because, you know, one of the things, too, is we have a meeting on Tuesday. All of our meetings are on Tuesday. So, meeting's on Tuesday. When does Debbie have to get those minutes prepared? And, I mean, sometimes, you know, the regular meetings are easier. Sometimes workshop meetings. Our last few workshop meetings have been long.
Right.
So, when does she have to get that done?
Right.
And then, the bad thing is, you have, you know, 2 days out of any given 7 that are a weekend for someone. You know, so, who reviews them? When reviews them? Who types them? When they're typed? How they're done, to give everybody kind of a fair shake. So, and we have 4 meetings a month. You know, that's more than a lot of people do as far as that goes. So how does that work? And how does it get everybody a chance to have ample review time, have ample preparation time, and then ample change time, and ample review of the change? That's my dilemma with trying to write this and fall on those Tuesday schedules. And I...
So I thought we came up with a timeline last time that seemed to kind of work, where we would just, at the next regular meeting, we would review the previous, or we would approve the previous regular meeting.
So the regular meetings generally, let's say that the shortest period is going to be 14 days apart. Because sometimes it'll be longer than 14
right.
days. So your shortest period is 14 days apart. So you have a regular meeting. And what's an ample prep time for that? How long? I mean, the meeting gets over Tuesday night at 8:30. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday is your next day. By Friday? Three more days?
And Debbie hasn't done by Friday?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know. You should ask Debbie. It's her.
The thing is,
if you have nothing else on your schedule, that's fine. But you always have something else on your schedule. I mean,
I'm trying to work it by time, so let's.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like that going the other way of saying starting from the beginning,
right.
Saying how long. And
so let's say she has 7 days to get it done by the next workshop.
So one thing is, whatever we put in here, this is going to be a goal, right? We know that other things come up, but I mean, right now we haven't had any minutes since February 6th to review. February 6th.
And we still have some 2022.
Yeah, I'm saying to review.
Right.
Yeah, we have October 25th minutes outstanding. We're coming up on 6 months for that. So we do need a timeline, and I understand other things come up, but, I mean, we need to give ourselves a timeline, too, for review.
I need 15 minutes.
Let's work this out. For 14 days from meeting to meeting for regular meetings. Okay, so 7 days to produce them?
Yep.
As a guideline.
Yep.
I'm just asking.
So if we take 7 days, then we're not going to have them for the next meeting to talk about in the work session.
Correct.
It won't be till the following work session, so it's actually...
Well, no, I'm just saying, let's take the work session out of the equation.
I'm
just taking the work session out of the equation. I'm just doing it as if you just had... We'll talk about how they get reviewed next. I'm talking time frame. If you have 7 days to prep them, how many days do you need to review that initial document?
15 minutes.
What do you say?
It depends what day of the week it is for me.
Okay, so what do you need? I mean, what
2 days, 3 days,
a week, five? What would you say? Because your time is the constraint here. So, which is fine. I'm not saying it's not, but that helps us build this timeline.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think we should count weekend days because sometimes on the weekend you can't do it.
Okay, so that would give Debbie.
And if we're only getting one or two sets of minutes, it's a different story too. If I'm going to get five or six of them, then I'm going to need.
Well, this is on a normal, regular basis.
We're assuming it's probably one or two sets of minutes at that point.
Should be only one.
Right.
Only one. Okay. Then say 2 days.
Okay. So, but don't count weekend days. So the 7 days is actually 5 days.
Well, but if you do 7 days, our meetings are 99% always Tuesdays. So
by the next Tuesday, you would have your initial review.
Tuesday, I would have them. And then she's saying a couple days, so by Thursday or Friday, you're going to have it.
Thursday or Friday, I'm going to have the review, the corrections. I'm going to say corrections.
Right.
And then there's a weekend.
Thursday.
And then I only have Monday to get them.
So once the corrections are
done,
in, then...
But then I only have Monday to get the corrections
done.
But we're
not counting weekends, so you don't have Monday. You don't have a weekend, so you still have...
Monday to do the corrections.
Or Tuesday's agenda.
So that would be a second review at that point, right?
That would be the correction. That would make sure your corrections are in there.
I don't need a second.
Well, if you send her... I mean, whether you do or don't, but if you send her a comment that says, I need this to be said, you should at least verify that she put in what you said should be in there. Correct?
Well, I think I can do that right here.
So my question is, real quick, so I got it. So you have 2 days to make the corrections after I give you a set 2 days. Then it comes back to me on a Friday, and then there's the weekend, and I have to make the correction, so.
You have to do that Monday.
What if something happens on Monday for me? That's not fair.
That's not enough.
I mean, that's not enough time.
This is the problem with.
If something happens, though, there's always gonna be exceptions, right? What you're writing here is the goal. Because, I mean, something could happen to any one of us, and.
And that's okay, but if at that point I do the corrections on the Monday before the workshop meeting, where the second review could take place, is that what was said?
Well, you put the correction.
That'd be a regular meeting at that time.
You put the corrections in, send them back out, they would be on the agenda to be approved. I mean, the corrections are in.
So there's no.
Second review, so to speak.
I'm just trying to.
I mean, the corrections are in there. I mean, I.
Right, yeah, I agree.
I don't know what else to. I mean, the stuff of trying to review them and then getting them to workshop, you are at that 3-week period of time. Period. Because then we're already at the next regular meeting, and then if you want to review them again, you're at the next workshop. So you're 3 weeks out from the initial meeting by the time you review them, and 4 weeks out for the time for approval. That's where you're at when you put real days into the mix versus kind of.
I mean, I get here 10 minutes or so before the meeting, so I can review if that was changed.
So now, that's the regular meeting procedure. Now we'll move. I mean.
So what happened there? So 5 minutes to do the five days to do the minutes. So that's out till Tuesday.
If you don't count weekend days. What? 7 days? Let's just count weekend days because it's easier to do. Tuesday to Tuesday. So initial meeting minutes, first draft come out 7 days after the first meeting.
So the day of the work session.
Correct.
She can just hand them to us.
Great.
And then.
2 days to review. So that's till Thursday.
Correct.
And then she, 3 days.
Then she would have Friday and or Monday to put those changes into what it is.
Right.
And then we see them Tuesday.
And then whatever those ones are out, then those go on the thing. And I mean, obviously, if you see something that says you forgot my second comment or something, email her back. Mm-hmm. You know, but assuming that every comment was put in there that was requested by you guys. Not even assuming that that's just going to be done. Mm-hmm. And then they would be on that agenda for approval.
Okay.
I have to figure out how to write all this up, but okay.
Okay, and then what about the workshop?
Yeah, so I'm moving.
Same thing, it goes.
So we could do the same thing. The only difference would be that you'd be given the initial one at the regular meeting.
Does it take as long to do the workshop ones?
Sometimes it takes longer.
It used to take me 10 minutes. It takes me over an hour and a half sometimes. When you, seriously, I.
With all this discussion.
Yes, with all the discussion and everything that, it's a lot different than what we used to do, that's all. And it's very, I'm not gonna lie, when I sit down to do these, I start to get anxiety and panic because everything I've done from the day you started was not right. And I start typing, I go, oh my God, did I put that in? And copy and pasting what you send me is great. It's easy as pie. But then after I do those, in the history of what's happened is, then there's still more, and then there's still more. And so no matter what I do, I've got that feeling now about. So yes, when you ask, are the workshop minutes are just as hard as the regular minutes are now too?
Well, I don't think that's a fair representation. There's not more and more. Some of that was because even what was sent was not put in there the way it was sent. So, and some things were left out. So there were second corrections, but
hang on, just a second. It's her representation, so it is from her
perspective. Okay, so I'm saying from my perspective, I don't think it's a fair representation, and I gave you the reasons why. So, also, we don't send you things for the work session, right? That's only for the regular meetings. So that's why I was asking if the work sessions were shorter to do, because you're not assembling as much, and it's just writing the comments in.
And her answer was no.
But after I do them and I send them up for review, you do add a lot of stuff to them. So it is, you do. You say you don't add stuff to them, but you do.
It's not a lot of stuff. And sometimes on the work session, it's not anything. Sometimes it's just corrections. So,
regardless,
I mean, so
it's more work for Debbie. So, that being said, we need a time frame that works for her so that she can get it done. Because if she can't get it done, then we're going to hire this out. And that is going to be some money.
So, back to the workshops, there should be times when there should be every meeting a workshop and a trustee approval. The workshop will just be
one behind.
So if we follow the same schedule for getting it all done, the workshop will just be one. So in other words, like if we're coming up to the end of the month when we're going to do the first workshop of the month and the first regular meeting of the month would be the ones that get approved. And that'll just be on me to make sure the right ones get on the agenda. I think we can follow that same schedule for all meeting minutes, the 7, the 2, or the 7, the whatever, weekend ones, 7, 2, 4, I guess is what it equals out to.
Okay.
Good with everyone?
Are you good, Debbie? You're the one who mainly has to do all the work.
Well, let's go try and see if it works.
I used to do the minutes, used to get them in your agenda. And you approved it.
Review.
And now we got to go for this.
7 days prep, 2 days review.
That's all. It's a lot of denying time.
Well, it's a lot more time. It just is. It's more time to do it.
When I do this thing, it's going to be everything in days, and weekends will be included in there.
Okay.
So the 7 days prep includes 2 weekend days.
Yep.
And the 2 days review does not. But the 4 days changes does, because it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Okay.
So just because it's going to be easier to write than anything else. Okay. Thank you.
So I have one other comment.
Sure.
So you have the availability of the minutes to the public. Can we add the recording policy and availability?
Sure. Okay.
Now, what are we adding there coming out? So
just when the recordings will be put up on the website and state stuff, but they're available for the public.
Are we required to do that?
No. I mean, we're not required to record the meetings, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
We're required to keep minutes of the meetings, but the actual recording is not required. Okay. Anything else? Thank you for taking the time to review that.
Back to the agenda, right?
Yeah, I gotta find it. All right, here we go.
Okay. Update on zoning code changes. Talking about health and wellness definition.
All right. So health and wellness, we talked about the last meeting. I was going to take your recommendations to them this next Thursday after our meeting as far as maybe placing that in business. As well, the short-term rental will be heard tonight at the county, so then you guys will hear that at the next meeting for the public hearing. So that's where that's at right now.
Okay. Did you send a letter out to those people on Melissa?
Which one?
The one that I
called
you while you're on vacation.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Coles.
You also got the letter back from Bethelville.
Yeah, I got the return certified from Bethelville, but she still hasn't called or contacted me. Mann Road is just ignoring the certified letters, so we're going to go on to the next step with that.
Which is going out there and see.
So, Mike, I want to... The health and wellness, or the short-term rental, goes to the... county tonight, right?
Yep.
And then originally you were thinking that we're going to do that next trustees meeting?
It is the next public hearing for the next trustees meeting.
So on the 25th, we got a 6:30.
I don't think your time works.
No, I think it's, we flipped it, because the zoning commission hasn't heard it yet, have they?
They sent the recommendation.
Yeah, you guys
what the text changed.
Oh, okay.
Now, the Bowmans go to the zoning commission first.
Gotcha, okay.
But I'm just not sure you have your notification time between, I mean, only it's 7 days, from today and next week, for the public hearing. Is it different for text changes?
As far as being in the paper?
Yeah.
I already did that.
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's fine.
I did that before I went on vacation.
Okay.
I actually put it out Easter or Sunday.
Then we're good, as long as you got your notification. That's why I was just making sure.
I didn't send out letters for text.
Well, no, you don't have to. Okay. It's just notification. I just want to make sure we're all in the right realm. I was trying to figure out how to phrase that correctly. Yeah. Okay, so everybody clear on kind of where those two things are?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Minutes review, we don't have any. I'm just putting that on as it's open or as a slot every time until.
Wait, can we just go back 1 second?
Sure.
The house on Westland, is that the one next to?
Is that
yours?
Problem child?
Yeah.
Yes.
Down the street, yeah.
A little bit down
the
street.
Family has a tow truck and 40 cars.
I think it's one over. It's
right next door.
Is it right next door?
Yeah. Or on the hill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same. Right. That's the one.
And is that because they now have a bunch of cars out on the side door?
Well, just everything. You know.
Gotten worse again.
There's a good chance that somebody's living in the car on that property, too. The boat's gone, by the way.
Oh, cool. All right. The Coles, I mean, it's pretty much the same as it's always been. There's just sometimes just more junk moving to the front. And, yeah, we got to figure out something. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, we could talk about doing a property maintenance code. That's a bigger discussion. But, it's the same problem, children.
It just sucks when you put in all this work and then you pay and it goes to the county, and the county's like, man, there's not enough here to.
Well, and the neighbors that called me, the two people that called me, said, this hurts our property value. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to, when you come look at my house to buy and you're driving around going, oh, I don't want to live next to a dump.
I would.
So.
The next time you take something like that to the county, let me know because I'm an ass and I'll go. I mean, I had to get nasty with them up there on that property here in Brant.
Yeah.
I had to get nasty with the sheriff's department to get the people out of Bethelville. Mm-hmm. That didn't bother me a bit.
Yeah, well, when I first took this position, I remember asking Andy about this property, and so I contacted Maury, because Maury had dealt with him, and he said he's got it to the county two different times, and both times.
I mean, if you to fill you guys in, I mean, we've even had Chris Engler come out to the property, you know, to talk about potential things and trying to get some more legal help on what could be done, to talk about junk cars, talk about just junk and debris, and we've gotten nowhere.
I'm not saying you guys don't necessarily
I got what you're saying.
But I'll go, if you would let me, I would go with you, and... none of those people is going to do anything. I mean, I'm sorry, they're not going to get out of their comfort zone.
Right.
And since we've lost
comfortable, so
since
care.
We've lost that the housing side of health department, it's gotten a lot worse.
Oh yeah,
a lot worse. And what I mean by that statement is, when Teresa was working for the health department doing the housing stuff, they were used to seeing, she filed cases on a regular basis. Her cases have more teeth because they come from a public health standpoint. So they were used to seeing kind of quote-unquote property maintenance cases for health codes. Now they don't see them at all anymore. So the prosecutor...
They didn't fill her slot?
No.
Oh, really?
They're just not doing it.
Well, I mean...
Which is a hurt for the entire county because there's a lot of places that don't even have zoning or anything else.
So, I mean, it may be time to put a property maintenance code in. It's very... basic, that's generic, and know.
Well, the problem with the property maintenance code.
I know, then we have to enforce it.
No, that's not even the problem, is you're only allowed to adopt a standardized property maintenance code.
Oh,
so you can't put a basic property maintenance code in.
No way.
You have to adopt one that's already existing. Either the NVRPC has one that you can adopt, and there's a federal one.
Wow.
Walgreens get us a copy that we can look at when you can.
Sure. And but they're very inclusive of what the property maintenance code is. So I'm not saying that we don't want to do that.
Right.
It's just you can't
right.
like just have a basic one.
Right.
And then once you got it on the books and somebody calls and says, my neighbor's gutter's hanging off, and you go, that's not a big enough deal for him. No,
right.
It's still on the books because.
Did you ever look at that property on 571 that's across from the golf course? I don't know if I was talking to you or.
The old lady,
I don't know who it is.
Stuff out in the yard, snowmobiles and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it doesn't look like it, but she's actually made a huge difference from where it was last year when I went out there. Yeah, she's the one that came in here one morning and wanted to fight me when we were in the middle of our workshop.
Oh.
And I had to go outside and talk to her.
Did you fight her?
She kicked my ass. But I went out to her house and she was crying. She had nowhere to put all this stuff because she had about 20 snowmobiles disassembled and just literally a tornado went all over her yard. She got about 75% of it either put away, covered, or just out of sight. But now I drove by the other day, it looks like it's coming back out of the garage again. So,
wow.
So I can talk to her again. But yeah. Last I talked to her, she was trying to get one of those Amish sheds dropped off. So she can hide everything.
Is she allowed to have that on that property in another building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't have much of anything there. Yeah, we had a fire there last winter. So, yeah.
Does the adoption of a property maintenance code go to the voters?
No. It's adopted by resolution.
And the thing is, we really only have 10 problem children in the township, but it's the same 10 all the time.
Yeah.
They don't change.
Well, you have 10 problem children with junk and debris.
Right, that's what I
mean.
Yeah.
If you went to property maintenance code,
right.
You have
a
lot.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. No, I agree. Right, so do we make this, implement this code, and then you have to enforce it, which is also not fine, but then, yeah. Well, you can at least look at it.
I'll get you copies of it so you guys can see what it looks like. That should be relatively easy. I think we have to.
There should be a discussion with the township.
Mm-hmm. Well, however you want to have that discussion, but I'm just telling you that's.
Well, I think it's. But it has to start here. Are we even willing to put it to the township or not, you know? So.
I'll get you copies so you can see what it looks like.
I mean, people move out here to avoid homeowner associations, and that's what it essentially is.
And what do you mean, put the township just have a discussion in a public meeting?
Yeah, so we can see what they want.
Well, you would definitely do something like that.
Yeah.
They want
their
neighbors cleaned up and
they
leave them alone.
Yeah, that's exactly what
And that's not what the property code does, though.
Right.
I'm not saying we adopt it. Let's just take a look at it.
Right.
Well, and the problem is and I can tell you as someone who's enforced a property maintenance code before, and it's kind of what you just said, that I want it because I don't like what my neighbor does.
Mm-hmm.
But let me do what I want to do.
Right. Yeah. Now I agree.
You know,
I
and that's
agree.
You know, you go out. I went out and looked at people who've complained before, and I'm like, dude, you got more violations than on a property maintenance
right.
standpoint than the other person does. You just don't like his planter sitting where it's sitting.
Right.
I mean, you know, when I worked at Washington, I mean, it went as far as, you know, trash cans will be returned behind the front wall of the house within 24 hours after trash day.
Wow.
And we cited people for having their trash cans out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rough. So but it's inclusive.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Back to minutes review. We don't have any for this one, but we should be getting some soon. Trustee Adams, Julie sent in the joint training. That's kind of fell off the radar with all not even that, as much as the code changes, I think, has kind of got into that with adding the health and wellness and adding the short-term rental and everything else. So, I mean, I think that's still a goal of everyone's to have a joint training for them. Right?
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
with the three of us, I would imagine, you know, three boards together. So I just think we need to look at trying to set aside an actual time to do that and try and probably might, we've tried to last time set it on one of the days of their normal meeting schedule.
Right, yeah.
But that's probably not the best thing to do. It'd probably be better to have a special meeting at a different time.
Maybe you do it still on a Thursday, just the second Thursday or the
Put the Thursday time frame, but the problem is their cases have been, they've been having cases all the time.
Yeah.
The school board's moving their work session to the second Thursday of the month.
Didn't they just move it?
They moved it to be a conflict with our Tuesday night meeting, so they're going to move it again.
Okay. So
that's what they said last night.
All right. Well, we can still avoid the second Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they meet the fourth,
meet
so
the
we.
Fourth Thursday.
Well, third. You said they moved it to the
second Thursday.
Thursday. We'd avoid the second Thursday. They meet the fourth Thursday.
So waiting for first or third Thursday.
Yeah. So just start getting some times available from your people, and we'll see what we work working on.
Since we're almost done with April, we're going to shoot for either late May or early June.
I would think so.
Can you send out the same kind of email that just says what's best for you?
Yeah.
Rather than targeting a specific day.
Are we not going for Thursdays then? Or
sometimes it works better when you're dealing with that many people to give them days to choose from.
Yeah, I would give them dates to choose from, and I put like four or five out there. Like maybe not even skip May, maybe start in June. I mean, you got a lot of vacations, so. But and you, who can do these, and then take the ones with the most. You're not going to get everybody. That's too many people.
Yep.
Jeez, 15, 16.
Okay, going on to. Thursdays is not?
No, okay.
Okay. Well, we can, thanks for that input, because, I mean, he can pick out 4 days that aren't Thursdays. And avoid the second Wednesday and avoid any school board meeting night.
The second Thursday.
Well,
second Wednesday, yeah.
Is your,
first Wednesday's historical society.
So, yeah. Okay. The Huber Heights annexation, we're going to be talking about that later, so. That's going to be your update. State Route 202 and US 40 property.
I called the architect on Thursday, and I still haven't heard back from him. I know last time I talked to him was probably 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and he said they were still waiting on ODOT. So.
And ODOT said that they're out marking just where the lines are. That's what he said. That was 2 weeks ago, though.
We talked also about talking to them about getting that tore down and cleaned up before they got the road up.
Yeah, my point of contact for them is their architect.
Yeah.
And he usually called me right back, unless he called when I was off last week on vacation.
Not that I'm aware of. I didn't talk to him.
Maybe he was on vacation.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah, but I'll try him again. I mean, he's usually pretty good at getting back with me. But I don't know how much they tell him. You know, as far as, because I've talked to him about tearing it down. He said, "Oh, we're about to start working on it." So,
GIS update. Obviously, the software has been purchased. Conversion. I talked to Andy from the county up at the road meeting about getting some updated shape files. So I just have to go up there and get those from him. I've not been working on a lot of the zoning conversion because I've been working with Joe for some initial land use maps that we'll need for next Monday's meeting. That's a reminder too for next Monday's meeting.
6 p.m., right?
Yes. The land use meeting. Joint land use meeting with the other boards too. And but I'm working on some maps for him for some areas. So I told him I'd get them to him today or tomorrow. Promotional videos.
Maybe the doors. The new doors.
Yeah. Door openers.
Door openers, right? Not doors. Door openers.
Chris, I've checked with him again. I said we're still waiting on the massage parlor stuff. So, which is actually my first conversation with him since the debacle because I didn't want to talk to him for a long time.
I just want to talk to us.
Probably not.
I am talking.
Yeah? What do you have to say?
I talked to him too, but I, it was for something for the library and I still not.
Heard your answer for that either?
Yeah, and it's late.
Yeah.
For me, for the levy.
Land use plan update, we're meeting with Joe, 4/24. B City, I don't think there's anything further, we're waiting for that.
May 2nd, yeah, I sent you this flyer.
I can't read it, right?
But you told me that, yeah.
And you need me to get some of that.
Yeah, you gave me the people.
We'll get together on getting that stuff printed out.
Yeah.
I did talk to Eric from Metro Parks about the trees. He's still fighting with the conservationists over there and I told him, well, don't fight much longer because we will do what we need to do with those trees unless you give us some direction. So I as well played a little harder there. Within the fall zone for the right of way, I said, you let them know that we're going to cut down those ones within 10 feet of the right of way whenever we want to. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay. So
I talked to him. He called me last week. He was over at the Solid property looking. And they're just destroyed up there.
Yes.
He can't even get set. I mean, I've just stopped working over there because I'm waiting on asbestos studies to be done. And I'm working, waiting on the
septic tank.
Septic tank. And either one of them I could do tomorrow. I mean, I could call people and have people to do it tomorrow. And they're still doing it. It's all of their internal policies. They got to read the rules on it, and they got to do this, and they got to do that.
Bigger the government, the bigger the tape.
It's just ridiculous.
Text my gov, that's operational.
How many people do we have so far?
I looked on there the other day, I think there was two.
Woo!
I signed up.
Yeah.
You're on.
Yeah.
I'll put it out on social media.
Okay.
And I'll pin it.
And then, you know, we'll still be working on that. I'll put up next week's updates and go from there. I honestly, I'm not going to lie, I forgot last Friday to put the updates out. I got to get into a regular habit of doing that. But, yeah, so on Fridays I'm going to be sending out those next week we'll have zoning commission and trustees meeting, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And land use.
And land use, yeah. So I'll send all three of those out. Dayton Grant and Ag and Broad, that you already gave that update. It's going to
They'll be heard tonight.
And going to zoning commission next week, right? Yeah. Health insurance renewal, we talked about that a little bit last time. I moved it down. We're still waiting for SIBO to have their initial conference with us to see, you know, where they fall.
Okay.
And any other discussion topics?
I wasn't going to say, I just forgot. I talked to Dan, and they do not like the recommendation for the short-term rental. They think it should be across the board. Anyone that wants to do it can do it, and we should have those. That's their policy.
I think that's what's coming down from the state.
It is, right. So he said it's kind of dumb for us to make this, but
yeah,
they'll give us their recommendation. That is, he already pretty much told me what it's going to be. So.
Yeah.
The recommendation.
But what is that coming from the state?
Say when?
Yeah.
They've been looking at it for a few months now, so I'd probably send them. So apparently up there, they don't regulate any Airbnb or short-term rental. I don't know if I like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But
can we still add a hotel tax to it?
Actually, yeah, Bowman stopped in here, and he asked me if we can do that for him. He said it's very easy. He said...
Bowman stopped
in? Blaine Bowman, Harmony Farms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he... sorry.
Andy Bowman.
Yeah.
What? Is
his name Andy?
It's Blaine.
Blaine? Oh, Andy.
He asked us to add a hotel tax.
Yeah, he said, hey, he said, now when this starts, he was like, we got to be able to start doing my hotel tax. Or he called it something else. But he said, it's a form he gets from you. That's what he said. Because I asked him, I said, we've just been talking about this. And he said, oh, it's just a form the fiscal officer sends me once a year. So.
Well, that's how he... gives us the tax.
Tax, yeah.
But we have to enable that to get it.
That's a bigger.
He must think he's getting it.
Enforce a hotel tax.
Well, he knew about it. I don't know if he's done this somewhere else or what, but he knew a lot.